right now on VFN TV. Imagine an appeal to heaven. Imagine things being on their edge, and you don't know whether your nation's going to live or it's going to fall, it's going to stand. That's what it was like in the days of General George Washington, and he made an appeal to heaven. We're going to be talking about that today. It ain't over till it's over. Also, we're going to begin to really look at an in-deep understanding of what really is going on. Why was it Paris? Why was Paris attacked? What is this declaration of war? And we're going to understand some history today that's going to help us pay attention to what's really going on right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really said it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. We're going to have to bow or we're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul. But we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America is in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seed of the righteous will rise and the seed of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, You've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can come through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Imagine if you're General George Washington. The American Revolution's taking place. You don't know if you're going to live or you're going to die. You have a ragtag army, people that are farmers most of the time, and they're going out with sometimes no shoes, very little clothes, fighting against one of the biggest militaries in the world, Great Britain. I mean, your only hope is God. This is how our country began. It began by making an appeal to God. You know, our God is bigger than anything that could ever happen to any man's schemes, things, evil powers coming against us. He made an appeal to heaven. As a matter of fact, we had the flag, and we talked about it before on the program, but Dutch Sheets just had a gathering and is beginning a movement called An Appeal to Heaven, because it ain't over till it's over. Let's take a look.
2015 has been a challenging year for the church in America. The Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, and Christians faced jail time, fines, and lawsuits simply for standing up for their faith.
Yes, George, but some say America's best days are over, but a number of leaders say not so fast. They've just kicked off a nationwide prayer tour called An Appeal to Heaven, and many are answering the call. Take a look. A white flag with a large evergreen flies over hundreds gathered in Middletown, Ohio, not for surrender, but for America's future.
We're going to push this thing through.
Organizer Dutch Sheets told me the significance.
It's taken me back to our roots as a nation. And this movement that birthed a nation, a lot of people don't know that we were born under a prayer movement with a flag that said appeal to heaven. But we were.
Sheets, who's led many national calls to prayer, says the Appeal to Heaven flag is the same design used by George Washington's ragtag army during the Revolution, a war where there seemed to be no hope or path to victory.
We can't defeat the British. We can't get our independence, humanly speaking. We have no army. We don't have the weapons. We don't have the money. They have all of it. They have the greatest empire maybe ever. But if God is in this, if this is God's idea, if he really is raising up a city on a hill to be a light to the nations, he'll help us. And they put that on the flag, appeal to heaven. And that's what it means. There's no other hope, so we're going to appeal to heaven.
Bishop Harry Jackson says Americans need to remember the original mission of our forefathers.
God's original intent was to have a land that would preach the gospel, share the good news around the world. Our prosperity is tied to the purpose of God.
He says it's also a time for this nation to pray for unity and forgive others.
The church has got to own the fact that we have been divided. And God has given us the capacity, the only group in the world that has the capacity to rise above these ethnic differences is the Church of Jesus Christ.
She says an appeal to heaven is more than a series of prayer meetings, but a movement designed to wake up the body of Christ and let them know when it comes to America, it ain't over.
And I don't care what they say about the unborn. I don't care what they say about marriage. It ain't over till God says it's over. It's not settled law. He says it's settled law. We're going to change these things.
Lou Engle, whose prayer movement, The Call, has brought millions together on behalf of this nation, predicts a wave of God's outpouring that will be bigger than anything we've seen before.
And it will not be just fasting and prayer, but a proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders and stadiums will be filled. It's time for the Jesus movement. I feel we're in that shift. It's happening again, but it's the Jesus days.
Christians sharing a passion to see America turn back to God came here from across the country to be a part of this prayer movement.
I'm constantly praying for this nation, praying for our generation, and I just really felt like God wanted me to be here.
And we can believe that God will hear our cry and he'll shift things.
I'm walking away with hope, and I'm walking away with faith.
Sheets also unveiled a free iPhone app that will spread this movement to the digital and social media universe. It's called Give Him 15.
For the first time, technology allows us, we can get everybody on board. They don't have to watch the same TV program. They don't have to go to the same church. They don't have to be a part of the same movement. All they have to do is pull their phone out and say, okay, I'll do this. Lord, I pray for and know that all over this nation, millions of people are going to be praying that same prayer. Talk about the power of agreement and the synergy that can take place.
As these events move into next year, many hope God will do for this generation what he did for George Washington's. Even when it looked like all hope was lost, God intervened because his people appealed to heaven.
There's got to be a hope that comes that says, wait a minute, if we appeal to heaven, he can turn this thing around.
That's so exciting, isn't it? You know, you hear us talk about the best of times and you hear us talk about the worst of times. We're talking about the prophetic warnings that God wants us to be able to give. But he says, you know, if we repent, if we turn, and the Lord has shown us so many good things coming, great awakenings, revival, stadiums filled with people crying out to God, you know, a blessing upon those who are the Lord's and just a great harvest of souls. But it's going to come in the midst of turmoil. So when we're seeing the things that we've been talking about, realize we can make this appeal to heaven. God will respond when we call out to him. We have a God who actually hears us. And by the way, you can go download that app right now with your iPhone or your Android phone or your mobile device. You know, it says Give Him 15. Give Him 15. You think about it. No matter where you go to church at, who you fellowship with, you know, no matter where you are in the United States, you can pray. We're all praying at the same time because they sent a message to you and everybody at the same time. It's so exciting. There's hope. When we get back from this break, we're going to break it down a little bit because remember, the church started in one place and began to migrate out of Jerusalem and went on a journey. And we're going to find out about that journey and what it has to do with France, what it has to do with the radical or Islamic jihadists and what they're doing and what they think. It's going to make a lot of sense to you. It's going to help us to understand what's really going on in the Middle East. Join us after the break.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFNTV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
And it's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership, mm-hmm. as you know. We have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards to
very exciting.
What's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFNTV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner today. It is Weapon of Peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the, this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner.
That is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you've got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. I just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You know, John, you know, when so often we only go about an inch deep.
Yeah.
And our history is basically, so you say, what's your history? And they go, well, you know, last week, we don't go further back than that. And, you know, the reason why you have Catholics and Protestants is because the Protestants were protesting that you can actually have a relationship with God outside of the organized church, you know, which was a big deal, you know, with Tyndall and all the ones getting Wycliffe, getting the word of God into people's hands. And so it broke away. The Protestant movement broke away from the Catholic Church, which means the Catholic Church was in existence before the Protestant movement was going on. They were the church. And then and there is a remnant in church of the body of Christ in every aspect of society and in all the different organized religions and non-organized religions. But, you know, in that, realize that the Catholic Church was carrying the church, was carrying the message, the gospel. And they went on this whole journey, you know, they didn't just all of a sudden just pop up and roam, you know, that. But there's a journey, and it connects to when you hear the president said, let's not forget about the
Inquisitions.
He's talking about the Christian church. He's talking about the Catholics and what was going on at that time. And what's interesting, too, is this ISIS, this Islamic State, and these radical jihadists, these Islamists, they actually are lining up with what he's saying because they're trying to deal with what happened during that time, the Inquisition, how they came in. And France was one of the key nations that dealt the death blow to the caliphate at that time. But luckily, Glenn Beck, a great historian, is going to explain a little bit. It's going to really help us out. Let's just take a look. He's going to do a good job of explaining why is this going on? What's in these guys' heads that would be doing what they're doing, these mass murders and wanting to come to America, wanting to come to France, wanting to come to Great Britain and do this damage, or are we fixing to find out? Let's take a look.
I want to tie this all together here. When I learned about Sykes-Picot, I know I read about Sykes-Picot, you know, years ago when we were at Fox, and I put up on the chalkboard and I said, hey, this is what's going to happen to the Middle East. But it didn't all fall into place until I learned about ISIS and ISIL and the difference between ISIS and ISIL. Now it all makes sense to me. And now you'll be able to figure out what is really going on and whether we should get involved and who we should be involved with. Let me give you the full context of what motivates the radical elements in the Middle East. It helps explain ISIL with much more clarity. Back to the beginning. Sykes-Picot. What did Sykes-Picot do? Bring up the map, please. Here's the map. Sykes-Picot was something where they said, hey, what we're going to do, Arab world, you just fight with us on World War II or World War I. You just fight with us. And we're going to give you rule of the greater Syria. This is greater Syria. This is what they were promised. Remember, they were promised a united Arab rule. They wanted the caliphate back. They wanted the Ottoman Empire. So they said, hey, we'll give you all of this. Look at this map. But they lied. I put this book out at the beginning of summer, and it is probably the most important book you could have in your library now, because you need to know what we are facing. And it was a bold book. It is a bold book, and gives you all of the information that you hear on this show and way beyond that. And it's not my opinion. This, we went and we talked to the Islamic scholars over in the Middle East themselves, the ones who give all the rulings on what Sharia law is and isn't. And we asked them, do we have this right? So this is their opinion, not my opinion. And it's important that we understand Islam and the difference between a Muslim and an Islamist. An Islamist is dangerous. And there's about 100 million Islamists. A little over a year ago, ISIS swept through the Middle East. The world looked on in disbelief and confusion as the leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, declared the renewed caliphate. Remember, that's something that everybody said, couldn't have a caliphate, that's crazy. They posted their triumph on social media. They drove a bulldozer over the Iraq-Syria border, and they declared it was the end of Sykes-Picot. Listen.
The flames of war then quickly and voraciously made their way to the colonialist political borders of Iraq and Syria. On the 12th of Sha'ban, the Islamic State was granted a landmark victory in the war against Kufr, with the flames of war burning the borders of Sykes-Picot.
The administration and the media went into panic mode. They officially decided not to use the word Islam for anything related to ISIS or terrorism. Last August, I released that book in an attempt to correct this dangerous distortion of the truth, because it is about Islam, and you have to understand that. There is no way to legitimately cover up what is staring us in the face and win. President Lincoln once said, I'm a firm believer in the people. If you just give the people the truth, they can be depended upon to meet any national crisis. Everything ISIS is doing today can be explained. It is rooted in Islamic history and teaching. And quite honestly, you have to tip your hat to their history department. They know their history. They went back and they cherry-picked all of the glory days, using one of the most successful times in Islamic history for recruitment and propaganda. And they're replaying the past events and using Islamic teaching to continue what they never completed. And it's not some crazy faction. It's not some crazy death cult or fringe. Again, 100 million sympathize with these guys, 100 million people. They've eagerly been waiting for what ISIS has just given them. And by not understanding this, we will never defeat them. Let's start back with Muhammad. Muhammad personally saw to the conquest of Arabia, and he justified his campaign by claiming he was ordained by God himself. When Muhammad died, 632, some thought the Islamic movement was finished, but Muhammad's best friend assumed power, and he was just getting started. His name was Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, where have I heard that name before? If it sounds familiar, it should. The very same name the current caliphate of ISIS, or caliph, has chosen for himself, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Why did he pick that name? Well, the goals of Abu Bakr in 632 are exactly the same goals as Abu Bakr in 2015, to expand the caliphate and prepare for end times. You don't have to believe any of this, but you have to understand they do. By the end of the ancient Abu Bakr's rule, the caliphate would be the largest empire in history. And it stretched from Saudi Arabia up into Iran, all the way here, up into Turkey, and across all northern Africa, eventually went up into Spain and took a piece of France as well. The parallels from Abu Bakr's caliphate then and Abu Bakr's caliphate today are nearly identical. They both started here in Syria. The main enemy for the Muslims back then was the Romans. Rome was actually centered here in Constantinople, and the Byzantine army was in control of Turkey and Syria. Now, this is really important history because it explains what you're seeing today. When you understand their thinking, it highlights how ridiculous the media narrative of impoverished nations and easy access to guns really is. It has nothing to do with that. Rome. It has everything to do with Rome. ISIS calls us, the West, all of the West, Rome. They call us Romans in their propaganda. They've even referred to Obama as the dog of Rome.
إن كنت تظن أن جنودك سيدخلون أرض الخلافة ويدنسونها فأنت في حلم فأفق من نومك وبادر بدفع الجزية وأنت صاغر قبل أن تصلك سيوف الخلافة وتحز رأسك العفن بإذن الله.
Okay. Why? Why the dog of Rome? Well, according to ISIS, Rome in the Arabic tongue of the prophet refers to the Christians of Europe and their colonies in Sham, Syria. The Romans were the first major enemies of the caliphate. And it's the same today as it was then. The fight against Western influence, that's Rome, Western influence. That's the rallying cry to fight. And it's the same today as it was back then. And they use the Quran to make it a holy war ordained by God. We're not in a holy war, but believe me, they are. Back then, the Muslims achieved something no one has done since Charlemagne and the conception of the Holy Roman Empire. They defeated the Christians, and they kicked out all of the Western influence all the way up to here. It's the glory days of the caliphate. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He is using history as propaganda and his playbook to do exactly the same thing. That's why there's so many attacks. That's why I said, no, don't do this to Libya. Don't destabilize Libya. Don't do it, because where did they go? They went through Spain up into France. They went from Libya up into Italy and into France. They're squeezing us. You have to understand what motivates them. And a guy like al-Baghdadi has popped up before. Wait a minute. A guy just like al-Baghdadi, who said he was going to restore the caliphate. In fact, this guy actually said he was the 12th Imam. And he started making a great impact. How did they defeat him? Little history next.
So you think about this. Where is our president at this very moment? He's in Turkey. Where did they destabilize? First, it was Egypt. They actually encouraged the Muslim Brotherhood, who we made part of our homeland security in an advisory role, which we eliminated any reference to radical Islamization as an enemy of America. While they're saying, at least 100 million, based on those numbers, are saying that, you know, all the West is our enemy. Then you look at Libya, when you saw Libya down there, that's where we went and took the leader out, Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Secretary of State at that time, Hillary Clinton, said, "We came, we saw, he's dead." Yeah, and then she laughed. And it's like that whole thing was being set up to be able to, maybe they decided, you know, we need to give them what this world told them they were going to get to begin with. This is the problem with that. Israel's part of that. If they give all that Levant, all that land they're talking about, you'll see that after the break right here is explained a little bit more. You say, why don't you give them? You can't give away Israel. You can't give it away. Israel's in the heart of what they're talking about. If they're trying to undo Sykes-Picot with, you know, Islam, and they're wanting a caliphate, and they want the Levant. That Levant includes the territory of Israel. And you're hearing people all day long at this point, they've polarized, organized, and targeted Israel. Our own president's done that. And now he's meeting with
Erdogan.
President Erdogan of Turkey, who just tried to get himself changed their constitution so that he wouldn't be voted out of office. And he barely lost that, but then he had a re-election coming up again, so he still may get it. And it's like, are we about to have a king? Are we about to have, you know, is everything about to be changed as we know it? There's crazy things going on. But to understand in the heart of that, and we'll show more after this break, because we're going to go a little bit deeper in it, as Glenn explains a little bit more. He's a great historian. And to understand that, and that book is very good, by the way. You can get a lot of education on understanding Islam.
We'll make sure that's related for you on the tour.
Yes. It was a very good book. So join us after the break. Understand, in the middle of that Sykes-Picot, if that whole piece of land was given to Islam and given to a caliphate, that would be giving Israel away. I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, God's not going to give up Israel, which means that's just a man's idea. God has different plans in store. Join us after the break. You know, we got to begin to rethink being the church.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's very important to understand right now, we have an offer for you. It's offer 1999, and it's number 1999. And it is called, you know, this is a conversation that I had about, you know, signs of the Lord's returning, because we're in those days. This is like the times of the signs of the Lord's returning. And it's very important to ask the question, are you ready? A lot of people are so into end time things and that type of stuff. And I'm not saying the world's coming to an end, but as you can see right here, it's you know, signs of the Lord's returning. Are you ready? And you even see the scripture right there. You see the scripture where he says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Wow.
And others will go to meet him in the air. I mean, this is in those days. And, you know, there's a lot of questions that you can have, but the most important question we need to know the answer to is the one that Nicodemus had, which is, how must I be saved?
Yes.
You know, not all these theories and stuff. And also I talk about in this to help you, and this is totally yours as a gift for partnering today, is the signs. What do these signs particularly mean? This battle for the Temple Mount that we're talking about, this is a sign of the Lord's returning. When you look at what's happening with our own nation, when you're seeing, you know, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association putting out their magazine Decision saying, prepare for persecution, prepare for when a nation turns its back on God, basically it's saying, these are signs, are rapidly moving signs, and you need to be prepared. We just want to give this to you, your partnership for any amount at all. And as our partners, we're doing this thing together. God knows. He sees us. He says, listen, I command you, this is the command, to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. And you can partner today by going to vfntv.com and click on partner now, as you can see, or you can write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or you can even call 844-408-3688. And it's so important to understand how to connect. This is how, I mean, you want to, when the Lord returns, and he is, and we're going to all stand before the throne of God, you want to be able to say, you know what? Together, I stood with VFN TV to be the light, to keep the light shining 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and on the Gulf Coast every single day, Monday through Friday. Think about that. And it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. And how does this happen? It happens because of you saying, you know what? I do want a partner. And what we want to do is give you this gift. It's called Signs of the Lord's Returning. Are you ready? It's offer $19.99.
We appreciate your partnership. Do it today. And also talk to other people about partnering. We love hearing from you. And it's so encouraging when you call, when you write, when you send emails, when you like our Facebook page, because we know that we're not alone. And so many people are saying, listen, we understand that the answer is not in Washington, D.C. or who we elect, but the answer is Jesus. The answer is the gospel. The answer is the Lord. And together, it's a team that's coming together. We're partnering to keep the conversation light, and it's through our partnership and the stuff that we're doing together. I'm just so excited.
Yes.
And as the partners continue to come on, I mean, these are wonderful resources that you need to feed your spirit, but also that you can share the word with your family and your friends. It takes all of us, and the times are short. So we're just privileged to have this time, you know, with you guys.
Thank you for watching VFN TV.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy.
Can you hire or fire on religious practices? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My son went to a super center, told me he was going to put his application in for a job and that he couldn't work Sunday. The gentleman told him that he had no position in the store for him to work if he could not work on Sunday.
Well, it depends if it's a bona fide occupational qualification, if there's other reasonable accommodation. And Walmart has been generally very good at these things. So we need to find out the exact specifics of what the opening was. Was it a Sunday-only opening? But generally, under Title VII, they're supposed to make a reasonable accommodation. They certainly can't hire or fire based on religious practice. That would be a violation of the rules. But again, Walmart generally very receptive to meeting the religious accommodation needs of its employees. Hang on the line. We'll get you in touch with some of our lawyers here and see if we can get you some help.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
By the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torch lady, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this? Including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so educational to be, you know, we're just asking everybody in the studio, you know, some of our interns and all about, you know, where's Paris? What country is it in? And we're just going to move beyond the answers that we got. But we have to look at this and understand this is what's happening. We got to connect to it. And we're going to find out as he begins to explain. Glenn's going to explain a little bit more about, you know, why France. We're going to find out that France dealt a death blow to that caliphate that was happening during that time. Mm. And there's a reason why they came. And when they say they're going to go from there to Great Britain to America, we just showed you just yesterday that they're going to be, they're saying they want to come to Washington, D.C. We have to pay attention to that. You have to believe them, people, when they tell you that, and respond before it actually happens. That's the best thing. But if somebody's saying, listen, we just need to give them, you know, give them what they said they were going to give them at World War One. What, give them Israel? Hmm. Give them Jerusalem?
Yeah, no way.
I think they need to go back to the 1967 borders, is what our president said. Hmm. And immediately that takes us back to the 1960s. As a matter of fact, 1967, 68, and that's what's being prophesied about, that we're going to go back into that mindset. But with today's understanding, make sure you join us in our next program, because we're going to be talking about some prophetic words by Chuck Pierce about 2016 and where we are, right in alignment with what's going on. Let's go back and begin to look. Now, why the caliphate? A caliphate, it's political. It's a political movement, and it is a religious movement combined. So you have capitalism, socialism, and you have Islamism. Mm. That's why they say Islamism versus somebody who's just part of Islam. And what he was saying is like about 100 million mm-hmm. people who are Islamists. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
Remember, ISIS keeps talking about fighting the armies of Rome.
Back in the Crusades days, the Caliphate was dominated, was dominating, and it was France that pushed the Moors out of Spain and put a stop to it. So what does that have to do with the armies of Rome? Here's where it gets interesting. Pope Clement V in the 13th century relocated the seat of the Catholic Church to Avignon, France. Most people don't remember. Believe me, the Muslims do. It was Pope Clement who gave the order to send the Crusades out to the Levant, as in the L in ISIL. So to them, they would be fighting the armies of Rome when they target France. Their symbolic target, I don't believe, will be the Eiffel Tower. I think they will go for something sacred, like the cathedral at Notre Dame, or maybe something in Avignon. I don't know. They'll hit what they can. After all, ISIS wants to conquer a small town in Dabiq just because they believe it will initiate the literal countdown to the apocalypse. These people are looking for religious symbolism. I can't thank you enough for watching this show, spreading the words, and being a subscriber. I will tell you, there is nobody giving you this information on television. It's just not happening. And I corrected myself on radio today because I was about to say, God, why don't we have a bigger platform? If we had a bigger platform, millions of Americans more could see us and we could really change things. And then I realized how self-centered that was. God's given us the platform he wants us to have. You're watching for a reason. You're a member for a reason. And I thank you for that. I ask that you would spread the word on the information that you're learning today, because nobody's saying this on regular TV. They're just not. All right, I want to go back to history. I want to flash forward a few hundred years. Muslim armies now have control of the Holy Land, and Christian influence is all but burned out. But a Christian champion was coming. Pope Urban II, he ordered the Crusades and liberated Jerusalem from Muslim occupation. And just like Charlemagne, the last great Christian champion, Pope Urban, he came from the same neighborhood, Avignon. The French dealt the Muslim army a defeat they hadn't felt in over 500 years. And this sting, this defeat, is still felt by radical Muslims today. They do not forget this. Believe me, they know this. The early battles between the West and the Islamic armies are being played out again present day. We don't think about these things. They live it. But Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi wasn't the first to try to channel this. I was reading a book a couple of years ago. Don't ask me why, but I have a series of books about each decade in the 1800s. Whew, I must have been really bored when I was reading about the 1880s, but I came across a guy in 1881. His name was Muhammad Ahmed. He followed exactly the same playbook. I couldn't believe it. As I was reading it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the same thing. He was frustrated by the Western influence, and he declared himself, this is what caught my eye, the Mahdi. Who's the Mahdi? Important to Islam. Well, he set up military in the Sudan, and he won some skirmishes and some wars, and he got a little more from bigger and bigger, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, he might be the Mahdi. And then he started to conquer up in Egypt. Oh my gosh, he is the Mahdi. Muslims believe that the Mahdi is the guy who's going to come in and usher in the end times, and that's what they believe now with ISIS today. Muhammad Ahmad, his forces were successful, and he had military victory after military victory, and that act alone convinced the Muslims all over that he was indeed who he said he was. And so his influence started to grow. Well, other Muslims knew this guy's not the Mahdi. Who is he? Well, they knew that if he was the Mahdi, this is Muslims fighting him. They knew that if the Mahdi was really the Mahdi, you couldn't kill him. So they decided, instead of fighting his armies, let's just go knife him in the middle of the night. If we can knife him and he dies, guess who's not the Mahdi? That's what happened, and everything fell apart. Why isn't anybody thinking about some of these things? Why aren't we talking about the history? because this is all familiar. ISIS claims the exact same history. History is repeating itself again and again, and it is about Islam. It's about Islam, the faith, and the history. Islamism has been the driving force ever since the 600s. It hasn't changed. Al-Baghdadi's forces are still looking to fight the Romans, and it's interesting how things are currently playing out in the Middle East. Russia's arrival into Syria may play a much larger role for ISIS propaganda very, very soon. The Byzantine Empire was known as the Second Rome. Byzantine. It was the champion of Christendom. After the fall of the Byzantine, the Eastern Orthodox Church located itself up in Moscow. Ever since, the Russians have fancied themselves as the Third Rome. After the Byzantines fell, they view themselves as the inheritors of the Byzantines. Where were the Byzantines? Then they moved to Rome, then to Crimea. Understand why he wants Crimea? Putin has said he wants Crimea because he wants the seat of the Third Rome. They want to be the champions of Christendom. He's saying that to his own people. What do you think's going to happen if they come down here to Syria? It's the same story repeating itself. Today, the Russian crest, the double-headed eagle, that's the Byzantine crest. So why is it significant? Because last year, jihadists all over the globe rejoiced as they took one small farming village named Dabiq. A Dabiq. I know a guy in Dabiq. Right there. After they took this, ISIS went as far as naming their propaganda magazine Dabiq after this. Now, what the heck is Dabiq? If you look at this, it has no military strategy or advantage at all. Literally, it's a few huts and some farmland. But for Islamists, Dabiq holds the key to the beginning of end times. The Islamic prophecy is the armies of Rome will enter Dabiq and set up their camp. Remember, who's Rome? Everybody. Everybody is Rome. So they set up camp, somebody does, they come in across Turkey and into Dabiq. The armies of Islam will meet them there, and they're supposed to win a decisive battle, and Rome will be defeated, and the countdown to the apocalypse will have begun. To quote ISIS, these events lead up to something final, the greatest and bloodiest battle. This battle ends the era of the Roman Christians, and the Muslims will advance upon Constantinople and therefore Rome to conquer the two cities and raise the flag of the Caliph over them. Great. Islamism is the same today as it was for the original Abu Bakr back in the 600s. The name of the game is conquer. Expand the caliphate, defeat Rome, and welcome the coming Armageddon. That's all this is about. It's not about joblessness, poverty, anything. It's not about guns. It is about Islam. And you cannot change history. You cannot deny the facts. If you do, you will be defeated. The question is, knowing the truth. Do you know it? Now you do. So now what do we do about it?
So you think about this. Gog and Magog has come into Syria working with King Assad right there where Dabiq is. That's where they're flying these jets out. Our president and the leader of the prime minister of Great Britain and the president of France joined with Gog and Magog. And they're potentially seeing this thing totally set up. There has to be somebody who believes the lie that fights against the Lamb. They're going to make war against the Lamb. We're looking really close to potentially the coming of our Lord. I mean, this is that moment because somebody, the Quran, when you read the Quran, we have it on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com, comparing it right side by side with the Bible. But you look at Book of Revelation, That is the antithesis. You know, if the book of Revelation and the Holy Bible says up, the Quran says down. So we say our Savior is coming from the sky. They say their Mahi is coming from the well, a hole in the hole in the ground. We say the beast is going to put a mark on you, and this is bad. They say that this Mahi is going to put a mark on you, and it's good. And they say that Jesus is going to come back, but they say he's going to repent for calling himself the Son of God, and he's going to serve the Mahi. And then he's going to try to get people to convert to Islam, and those that don't, he's going to behead. It's totally not the gospel. But look what's happening. Are you ready? This the coming of our Lord. We need to be ready, not just for ourselves, but to begin to let everyone know that the coming of our Lord is near. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
And it's amazing how we're standing together to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know, in regards to what's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner. Today, it is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the And this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now. Or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner.
That is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you've got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is amazing, isn't it? I mean, you're looking at the unfolding. There has to be a counterpart. When you read the scriptures and you read what's taking place, there has to be somebody who's chose to be on the wrong side that makes war against the Lamb, makes war against the saints. Think about it. Makes war against the Jews, God's folks. And who's making war? I mean, you're looking at this bubbling up. And if you read the book of Revelation, which is says this is the only book that it declares that if you read it, you'll be blessed. I encourage you to begin to read and ask God to reveal it to you. But you'll understand that, you know, times are going to be tough. You know, some difficult times are coming, and, you know, there's people that believe that the rapture is going to come and they're going to be taken away. And there's people that believe they're going to go halfway through a tribulation, then they're going to go. There's people that think they're going to go all the way through it. But the Word of God says he does come at the last trumpet.
Mm.
And there's seven seals that's got to happen in the process. There's got to be seven trumpets. So that would be seven judgments with the seals. And six trumpets, and all of a sudden there's a last trumpet. And then that's when the bowls of wrath are poured out.
Mm.
And so I would think, based on the persecution we're seeing right now happen in the earth, being beheaded, you know, being crucified, being just orchestrating against God and God's people over the whole earth. And we're going to be talking on our next program. Make sure you join us. That this whole power shift is about to shift to China and Asia. And the West is going to decrease based on the things that we're hearing prophetically. And imagine what it's really going to be like if there's no strong America and its values that we had. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is times that truly test men's souls. I want to ask you right now, have you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Not if you're religious, but do you know him? You need to make that decision now. That's the most important thing, because it's this life is like a vapor, but eternity's forever. And if you make a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you will, although this life will fade, you will go into this next life and you'll live forever. That's called eternal life with Jesus Christ, because he died for our sins. We shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You can find out how we met the Lord, and you too can meet him as well. I want to pray for you right now. Be sure, please pray for us. Father God, we love you. We thank you so much, Lord, for just understanding and what's happening. We pray for healing for those that have lost loved ones in Paris, Father God, and that you would give wisdom to the leaders of the world, God, and break up this syndicate, this agreement against Israel, against your ways, God. Turn America around, I pray, Lord God. Awaken us from our slumber, Lord God. Awaken your church. Dear God, we just pray, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening. We appeal to heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. Thanks for watching.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.